It's been a good year for the late August Wilson. Not only is Denzel Washington's film version of his play Fences up for 4 Oscars, but an earlier play, Jitney, has finally made it to Broadway. The production has received raves for its finely honed depiction of a group of men trying to survive by driving unlicensed cabs or jitneys. Alas, we couldn't fit all 9 of the wonderful cast members in our small studio, but we are lucky to be able to welcome John Douglas Thompson, who plays Becker, the car service boss, and Ruben Santiago Hudson, the director of this production, who's been called perhaps the foremost interpreter of the legendary August Wilson by the New York Times. I'm very pleased that both of them could join us again on our show. Hi.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
Jitney is part of Wilson's The American Century cycle. How many plays in it?
10.
And you, Ruben, have directed 9 of them or been involved with 9 of them?
Yes, 9. Just 1 left.
But how many of them have never reached Broadway?
All of them have reached Broadway now. Yeah. Uh-huh. Jitney was the...
Why do you think it's taken Jitney so long? It was first produced in 1979 before
79 was the first time it was produced, but it wasn't quite where August wanted it to be at that point. So, and then he ended up, in 2000, ended up having a very lucrative and successful tour with it. So it didn't make sense to stop the tour to bring it to Broadway at that time. They did, I think, almost 6 years.
He wrote it in 10 days and supposedly did a lot of revisions after it opened off Broadway.
Yes. He did, particularly after 7 Guitars. Even before that, he was doing a lot of revision. But he cut a lot out of 7 Guitars that ended up in Jitney, but beautifully and eloquently edited.
What was he trying to accomplish in this cycle? Did he always know there would be 10 of them? Do you know, John?
You know, I wouldn't be the best person to ask that question. I think Ruben would be.
How many of them have you been in?
I've been in 2. I've been in Joe Turner's
you
Coming Gone.
You specialize in Shakespeare.
Primarily a lot of classical stuff. Yeah, I've been in Joe Turner's Come and Gone that Felicia Brashad directed out in Los Angeles at Mark Taper. And this is my second one. And I had been wanting to work with Ruben because I'd seen several of the other productions that he had directed. And I finally tracked him down and got this opportunity to be in Jitney.
And aren't all of them, or most of them, set in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, all except Ma Rainey. All 9 of the 10. And Ma Rainey is in Chicago.
And do you think that Pittsburgh is distinctive?
Absolutely.
As a city that would inspire a great playwright like August Wilson?
And artists of all kind of artists, Romare Bearden, Billy Eckstein,
Art Blakey came out of Pittsburgh.
Blue-collar people, George Benson. I mean, blue-collar towns really bring a lot of passion into the arts in a lot of ways.
I read that he said, I once wrote this short story called The Best Blues Singer in the World, and it went like this. The streets that Balboa walked were his own private ocean, and Balboa was drowning. End of story. That says it all. Nothing else to say. I've been rewriting that same story over and over again. All my plays are rewriting that same story. You have quoted that a number of times. Do you think that's true?
Yes. It's the same story in a different day, a different time, with different people, but it's all the same struggles. It's all the same issues, which are human issues, issues that we all face and we deal with. And it shows the wholeness. It puts African-American people in the center of the world and not on the periphery.
When we look at Jitney, do we see some of the things that we might, some of the themes that he's developing in the later works?
Yeah, I think certainly I play the role of Becker.
Key figure in this.
Key figure.
Although every one of the actors is great.
Absolutely.
And
it's
every one of them has his moment.
Every one of them has their moment and their humanity is shown. I, as a father of another character, Booster, which is played by the remarkable, incredible Brandon Dearden, plays my son. But there's a theme of fathers and sons and trying to resolve issues. There's a theme of generations, different generations and the way they think about some of the similar issues. And there's also a theme of community and accountability and responsibility. And I think some of these themes August you know, obviously this was the first play. Wasn't it the first play that he'd written?
The first one he had produced. He had written some other ones he's not too proud of.
But of the cycle, I was thinking. And so you see how he developed these other ideas in some of the other plays, particularly in Joe Turner or in Ma Rainey or in King Headley. So I always feel like when I'm on stage that I'm working on something that's part of a genesis, if you will, and particularly in this father-son relationship. And if you look at Fences, you kind of see a very similar father-son relationship between Troy and
Corey.
And Corey, that father and son.
And you mentioned community. Community is an important part of this story as well, the threatened community.
Yeah.
Gentrification. Yeah. He's writing about gentrification in 1979.
It's happening now.
Gentrification has been going on since Reconstruction. Once African-American people were free and formed their own communities, and that these communities became very lucrative, the microcosms in themselves, whole cities in themselves, and they functioned very well. And to run through those cities and kind of make them disperse is an ongoing theme since 1863.
If I remember correctly, Central Park required the raising of an African-American community that was located right in the middle of that land.
Yes, great land.
Didn't you direct a different production of Jitney 10 years ago? Did things change as you reapproach a play?
Absolutely. You know, it wasn't 10 years ago. It wasn't that long, I don't think.
It was a couple of years, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a few years ago. Things changed because I have a different set of actors, a different set of players. I've learned more. The world has turned a little bit more. And so everything becomes, you look at it in a different way. The play is still the play, and what I have to do is honor the play first, honor August's story first. But I have to also take the elements that are given to me at that time and make the gumbo as good as I can make it.
But do you keep in mind the fact that things are happening contemporaneously? This play is set in 1977, but we see all sorts of themes that resonate today. And I suspect some of them are things that you might encourage to come out stronger.
No, you as an audience magnify them. We do nothing but honor the period, the play, and the people and the situation. But audiences, things pop out to them. Like when Youngblood says, "Where else am I going to get away with not paying taxes?" And the audience starts laughing, and we know why. You know what I'm saying? It's in the news every day. So we don't make it any different. He doesn't lean on that at all, but the audience recognizes it.
Yeah, it's surprising how topical the play is, given that it was written in 1977. And I think Ruben's right. The audience does recognize these things, and they know the play is from 1977 because of the way that it looks, the style of it, but they see how many things are incredibly topical.
I'm talking with John Douglas Thompson, who plays Becker in a new production of Jitney. That's the Manhattan Theater Club production at the Samuel J. Friedman Theater, 261 West 47th Street. Also here is Ruben Santiago Hudson, the Tony Award-winning director who has directed many of August Wilson's plays. John, when was the first August Wilson play you ever saw?
The first August Wilson play I ever saw was Joe Turner's Come and Gone up at Yale Rep many years ago. And it was actually on a date. I went on a date, but my date didn't show up. So I went to the show solo, and I saw this glorious production of Joe Turner's Come and Gone.
Did you know much about him at the time?
I didn't know anything about August Wilson. I didn't even know anything about plays. I just decided to go to a play because I thought it would be like something intellectual that the young woman I was taking would really like and make her like me even more. But she didn't show up. So, no, that was the first play. That was like the second play that I'd ever seen in my life. The one before that was The Mystery of Edwin Drood on a trip to New York City. And so, they were very, very different.
How were you making a living at that time?
I was a computer salesman. I sold computers to banks and insurance companies, the financial industry.
I'm not going to guess as to whether this inspired you, seeing this play inspired you to become an actor, because you have become one of our most distinguished actors. The New York Times wrote about you. There may be no better classical actor working in the New York theater right now. You didn't know anything about plays. How old were you at the time? And now
I was like in my early to late 20s, and I had you know, my career trajectory at that time was to be a corporate executive. I'd graduated from school with a business marketing economics degree, and so that was my journey. And I was moving along that path, but when I saw this play, it was incredible. And I saw something about myself as an African-American man and the nobility that I have because of what I saw on stage. And it was really, for me, it was, I can only akin it to a religious experience, because in that moment, I told myself that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to become an actor.
Didn't August Wilson see something in you, Reuben? He asked you to start directing his plays.
Yes. You know, I was kind of odd actor in a sense in tech, because I watched the whole tech. I didn't sit in my dressing room and play do crossword puzzles or play video games. And August would walk out. He was a prolific smoker, and he would walk past while they were working things out. And one day he just asked me, well, what would you do right here? And then I told him. I said, well, actually, I got two or three different ways to fix it. So what you think? What you want to know? And, you know, that's the way we sparred. You know, we had a wonderful sense of hubris that we shared with each other. And I said, whenever I directed, he said, well, when are you going to direct it? I said, when I get on the list. He said, you're on the top of the list. Mm-hmm. And 3 months later, I was directing Gem of the Ocean.
What was the first play of his you saw?
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, mm-hmm. Court Theater, 1984. Mm-hmm. Never can forget it.
But you were somebody who was already thinking about show business at the time, I imagine.
I wasn't only thinking about it. I was starring in Ceremonies of Darko Men at the Negro Ensemble Company.
Ah.
So I was making my way and trying to earn my way into his room after that.
Have you thought much about how he fits in with other African-American playwrights? Because I think of Fences, I think of Lorraine Hansberry. Mm-hmm. There are all sorts of themes that she would have shared.
Well, it's a wonderful kinship between African-American playwrights, but I would not categorize August at all as African-American playwright, because I would categorize him as the preeminent playwright of the past three decades. He's the only person that's written 10 plays, and they all went to Broadway.
And many people called him Chekhovian, but I remember when I interviewed him,
he didn't like that,
and I don't know why. Chekhov is a pretty great playwright.
He actually, when I was in Seattle talking to him about Gem of the Ocean for about 9 hours one day, he walked into a used bookstore, and I walked into looking for his plays. He walked out with a Chekhov. He said, everybody keeps talking about me and Chekhov. I want to see what this is. Hmm. And it was the three plays by Chekhov, and I had the only August Wilson I could find in Seattle at the time was Ma Rainey's Black Bottom hardcover, and I was delighted.
There's only one woman in this cast, Rena, played by Kara Patterson, although we sense quite a few women in the various characters' past. Is he writing about a man's world here?
Well, he's writing about the world of this community, but women are very powerful in it. Although there is one woman in the play, all the men in the play talk about the women in their lives and the effect that the women have in their lives. So you get the sense that there's a strong presence of women in the play, even though there's only one woman cast member.
The relationship between Youngblood, who's played by Andre Holland, who we just seen recently in Selma, and Moonlight, mm-hmm. not bad. He's Rena's boyfriend. It may be difficult, but it's also one very hopeful element in this play.
It's many hopeful elements, I think. I think that's the future. That's heading to the future, and that's relationships, and he's dealing with black love in that respect.
And there seems to be something about the youth leading the future. So you got Youngblood, who's one of the younger members. You have my son, Booster, who's also one of the young members, and he kind of picks up and moves things on. So you get the sense that the older generation, me and some of the other drivers, are going to be led by the younger generation.
What about working with his language? Actors often think about, well, I've spoken to actors about Shakespeare, where they say, you just trust Shakespeare, just say it, and it all works out fine.
Well, I've realized, and I've done a lot of Shakespeare, that August Wilson has technical requirements in the same way that Shakespeare is. And first off, I'd like to say August Wilson is our Shakespeare now, for me, certainly. But I found working with the language sometimes easy, but sometimes difficult, and I had to apply what I knew about Shakespeare to this. But also, when you're doing this language, and Reuben was really good at helping with this, you know, sometimes when you can do Shakespeare, you can pause some places, you can kind of break some rules, and still have the meaning of the thought be there. I think with Wilson, you really can't do that. And I was doing some of that, breaking up the thought or breaking up a word. And Ruben really helped me like put all that stuff together so the thought would be clear. So I think that the technical requirements are even a little bit more, for me, rigorous than Shakespeare.
It must have been quite something to make your Broadway debut as Flavius opposite Denzel Washington, Julius Caesar back in 2005.
Yeah.
Julius Caesar suddenly is resonating with a lot of people for all sorts of political reasons. And August Wilson said in a Paris Review interview that all art is political in the sense that it serves someone's politics.
Yes, you have to have an opinion or you wouldn't sit down and write. And those that sit down and write without an opinion, who cares to read it or see it or want to read it? So it's a point of view. And in that point of view, a lot of your personal ideologies and thoughts and, go come out.
In your case, John, you have a rather unusual background, born in Bath, England, to Jamaican parents, raised in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been to Pittsburgh?
No, I have not been to Pittsburgh.
Are you a Canadian-American?
Some people consider me. I'm not a Canadian-American, although the last country that I was in before being here was also Canada. But I'm more, I'm Jamaican. I'm Jamaican-American, if you will. My parents met in Jamaica, then met in England, came through Canada, and then eventually came to Rochester, New York. Rochester, there's something similar about Rochester, New York, though, I'm sure, that's similar to Pittsburgh, of course.
What's next for you, Ruben? You have going back to acting or more directing?
I never left acting, but what I needed to do right now was to be a leader for this jitney to get it to Broadway and help tell the stories that are important to me and my people.
Mm. And we thank you for doing it. You've been awarded as well. You won a Tony for your performance in August Wilson's Seven Guitars.
Yes, but you also have to understand, I don't allow anyone to give me limitations on what God has blessed me with as an artist. So I just try to do as much as it calls for.
Ruben Santiago Hudson is the director of a new production of Jitney, the first time on Broadway at the Manhattan Theater Club Samuel J. Friedman Theater at 261 West 47th Street. For ticket information, you can go to our show page at wmyc.org/lopate. John Douglas Thompson is one of the stars playing Becker. It's been a great pleasure having both of you on our show again.
Thank you, Leonard. Always thank you.
Thank you very much.